Top Shot Nation, what is up? It's LG Doucette here, back for episode 4 of The First Mint. If you're new to the show, this is where I cover marketplace trends, big sales, and everything happening on NBA Top Shot. I also want to give a big shout out to all the new listeners who have tuned in this past week. It's great to have you listening. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2021. I'm trying to do these pretty regularly, and I think once Top Shot becomes a bit more regular with their pack drops and what's happening, that I'll be able to do at least one or two per week. So far today, we've had one very small stress test drop, and we have another one coming up this afternoon, so I'm hoping that you listen to this while you wait or while you open your packs, which I really hope you get. Today's agenda, we're going to take a quick overview of the news and the record sales that have happened in Top Shot, two of the record sales, including the biggest of all time, that have happened today. We're also going to talk about the Cool Cats Challenge and my past experience with how prices fluctuate during challenges. We're going to talk about rookie badges again. I know there was a bit of confusion last time, so I'm going to go back over those. And last but not least, I'm going to give my picks for the week as well as what I think are good buys for Series 1 and Series 2. And before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody that nothing on the show constitutes trading advice in any way, and the show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Dapper Labs. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and blockchain. It's Friday. We've got 8,000 more packs of Cool Cats coming. It's the First Mint, Episode 4. Are listening to this right now, then you very likely know that we have had our third and actually first successful attempt at Cool Cats drops, with the 2,000 packs dropping this morning in the successful stress test. We got another 8,000 coming up today, and a reminder that that will only total 10,000 out of the 25,000 total Cool Cat packs that are coming up the rest next week. And I just want to remind everybody before we get into all the news that, and this is based on all the Twitter messages and DMs and Discord that I've been getting, there will be tons of more packs released by Top Shot. Cool Cats is not the first nor the last. Yes, the Cool Cats Challenge is for Luka. Yes, he's a sought-after player, and it's going to be a sought-after moment. But again, there's going to be way more packs coming. So there's going to be rares, legendaries, more commons. There's tons of new people in Top Shot, which is great. And obviously, that's overloading the system a little bit. So I'm telling everybody just to be a little bit patient. Dapper's plan is to have two new pack drops per week. That's the ideal for them. So I know we've been waiting all week just for one pack drop of just common cards, but keep in mind, you're going to have two pack drops per week in the ideal state of Top Shot. Hopefully that happens sooner than later. So if you want to save a little bit of your spend of what you plan to spend on Top Shot and save it for some of those later pack drops, I don't advise against it. So keep that in mind. With that being said, we're finally going to be able to be part of the Luka Doncic Cool Cats Challenge. I'm actually going to make a few YouTube videos later today and put them out over the weekend detailing how challenges work, how to participate, how to read the mint numbers, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to put it on YouTube, and I'm also going to talk about how to acquire their moments, trade for them, and also rent them. So look for that on YouTube. Also going to talk about it today on the show. Okay, so with that being said, let's get to the big news in terms of sales this week. So finally this week, we hit the $2 million mark. I feel like every time I make one of these podcast episodes, I talk about some new record that we've set on Top Shot. So this week, I think from Tuesday night at like 11 p.m. PST from when the marketplace opened, for the next 24 hours after that, we did over $2.1 million of sales, of secondary sales on the marketplace. That does not even include the packs that were sold. Big congrats, everybody. If you're new and you're part of those sales, good for you. If you're an OG and you sold a lot of stuff, or you bought a lot of stuff like I did, there's no telling where we're going to go from here, but it might be that $2 million of sales per day, or at least per couple days, might be a regular thing on Top Shot, considering the volume we've seen just to buy Series 1 and the minimal amount of Series 2 stuff that we've seen out there. This morning, the new record for highest sale all time was set, and then it was broken like an hour later. So I think around like 8:30 my time PST, somebody bought the LeBron Cosmic number 7 for $49,000. And then about an hour later, I think it was Pranksy, or might have been maybe Pranksy bought the Cosmic, but I'm going to say it's Pranksy, bought the number 1 from the top, LeBron. It's the dunk that I talked about last week where he does a tribute to Kobe Bryant, one of my absolute favorite moments in Top Shot, if not my favorite. Congratulations to the buyer. The new record was over $71,000. For a couple weeks now, I've been saying that it might be possible to do a 100K sale on Top Shot. And I actually think Dapper, if the folks at Dapper, if you're listening, I actually think we're going to have to raise the 100K limit because I think that sale is going to happen sometime in the next couple weeks. So we're going to have to raise that limit. I would recommend we get it up to like $500,000 because I think that that might be in the crosshairs for this season. And honestly, at the rate that Top Shot's growing, it might be in the crosshairs for sometime in the next month. We'll see what happens. Now I'm just going to flip back over to some of the not so positive stuff. I know that Top Shot has had a ton of issues this week. It's been very apparent. The site has been absolutely crushed by the volume. The marketplace has not been able to handle all of you awesome new users who want to make some great purchases. I know the issues include things like moments not delisting properly, transactions and payments being failed and not going through. I know that certain moments like KD and Tatum in Series 2, they are stuck in marketplace at a certain low listing, which is not their actually lowest listing. So like Kevin Durant has been stuck at $46 for a couple days now, even though his lowest actual price is like $75. Tatum, same thing. I think his lowest price is $30, but he's stuck on the marketplace at $5. All I can say, guys, is that I don't have the answer as to when that stuff's going to be figured out, but I can say that that is not part of the regular Top Shot experience. I think that that stuff is going to get better a lot faster than you think. The Dapper team, they're working as hard as they can, working 7 days a week to fix all these issues and make it the awesome experience that at least I've known for the last couple months. Give it a couple weeks and everything is going to be smooth, or at least I hope so. And last for the weekly update, I'm just going to take a minute to sponsor my own show here and plug my own content. So if you haven't followed on Twitter yet, you go to The First Mint on Twitter. You can also follow me personally at LG Doucette. On The First Mint Twitter, though, I post a lot of statistics, analytics, a lot of stuff I pull from Intangible, a lot of stuff I calculate myself. I try and post some of the biggest updates from Top Shot. I try and kind of drop those Woj bombs. And actually, a few people this week referred to me as the Woj of Top Shot, which is great. Woj, if you're listening, dude, I'm not taking your thunder, but it is very flattering to hear that. So thank you for everybody who referred to me as that. I do my best to bring the updates, especially on Twitter. I was also a guest this week on two different fantasy sports podcasts. I was on the Roto Grinders one, as well as the Peter Overzit podcast, both very awesome experiences. I posted them both on Twitter and also posted them both in the link tree that you can find in my bio on Twitter. Also, another congratulations to Peter Overzit for pulling a Joel Embiid number 69 mint out of, I think, 12,000 now from the Series 2 base pack. That was really cool to see on air. I very highly recommend that you hold that. Following those podcasts, I actually did a giveaway on Twitter for the packs that I opened on the Roto Grinders podcast, which included a Wiseman, I think like number 328 for his base rookie moment. That giveaway, I asked for a couple retweets and a couple follows, which you guys did. So thank you again for that. And also congratulations to Tino, who won that grand prize of the Wiseman and five other moments from base two packs. And then also congratulations to the Fines, who won a Harden Series 1 moment, which was actually donated by a Top Shot user, my buddy Upside, who graciously donated two moments, one of which was the Harden that the Fines won. The other one is a Booker one, which was won by a user, I think was named Rocket Rocket. But then when I went to find them, I couldn't find the retweet, and I also couldn't find them in Top Shot. So Rocket Rocket, if you entered the contest on Twitter, I can't find you, man. Please just DM me or something like that and prove to me that you are Rocket Rocket. Otherwise, I'll wait a couple days, but I'm going to give that Booker away, probably on Twitter. And with that in mind, I do recommend you follow on Twitter because that is where I'm going to be doing a couple other giveaways, as well as announcing a very special edition of the podcast coming up sometime next week. Can't say much more, but definitely stay tuned. Okay, let's talk about two things on the middle of the show here. One, we're going to talk about the Cool Cats Challenge and how that's done, as well as my strategy. And then I'm also going to go over rookie badges again. If you feel like you got these two parts down, you can just skip ahead to the third part for the my weekly picks. But if you're relatively new, I do recommend you listen because I'm going to go into detail here. So Cool Cats, 2,000 packs dropped today. That puts about, 400 of each moment into the marketplace, 400 out of a total of 5,000, so there's a very limited supply of what's going to be there. If you're buying on the marketplace, I don't know if you should be, because those prices are probably a lot higher than they will be once the full supply is out. And again, that full supply, it's not going to be out today either. There's only another 8,000 packs. So again, we're not even going to be at 50% of the full supply for the Cool Cats moments today. So again, don't feel compelled like you got to buy one on the marketplace. You will be able to buy the packs, hopefully, next week when the other 15,000 come out. So I want to talk about what I usually see the marketplace do when a challenge is happening. So typically, usually when the packs drop, within the first couple minutes, the first few people who have opened their packs start to list their moments. They typically list them for an obscene price. Cool cats, I don't know what those moments are going to settle out on the marketplace, but it's definitely not going to be $800. There's no way, not with 5,000 of those moments out to circulation. I can't see that happening, especially not for like Tobias Harris. But usually the first few people open their packs, the ones who just are the fastest and their computers are fast or whatever, they start to list stuff for really high. So I actually really avoid those low prices. But in the first few minutes after pack drop, I do keep an eye on the marketplace for the ones that have just dropped, because for everybody who lists a few of their moments way too unrealistically high, there's also a few people who list their moments for way too low. So I'll give an example. When we had season tip off a couple weeks ago, first couple minutes after the pack drop, people were listing like Kyrie Irving for like, I don't know, $200. But then it dropped down to 75, and then somebody listed it for 39, which was bought like immediately. But that to me, for Kyrie Irving, one of 350, an amazing deal. I don't know who got that or if they used that in the challenge, but again, keep a very close eye on the marketplace in the couple minutes or even the hour after a pack drop. That's when you can get the best deal, or you know, you might actually pay more than you want to. So again, be cautious when that happens. The next thing you're probably thinking about, or at least I've had people ask me for the challenge, is will people buy the moments needed to complete the challenge? Will they buy them like crazy in the last couple hours before the challenge ends? And through my experience, I'll tell you right now, it's actually the opposite. I actually find that prices drop the most in the last 24 hours before a challenge ends, which I know sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but hear me out as to why I think it happens. I think there's a lot of people out there who buy up those moments purely to sell them for profit, not to complete challenges. So when the pack drops, they buy up as many of those moments as they can, and then they try and sell them for more. And then as the challenge is about to end and they haven't been able to sell the moments that they bought to resell, they panic and try and sell them for way less than whatever they bought them. So I actually find in the last couple hours before a challenge, that can actually be some of the best timing to buy the moments you need for a challenge. So again, for cool cats, keep that in mind. If you want that Luka, you don't get enough packs, I would actually look in the last like 2-3 days before the challenge ends. That's when you might find the best deals on some of those cool cats or even some of the base moments that you need to complete the Luka challenge. Overall, what I do recommend as well, or at least what I like to do for pricing, is when I'm hunting for stuff on the marketplace, and I'll talk about this in depth in a YouTube video that I'm going to make later this weekend, but when I'm looking for stuff on the marketplace, in my head or on paper, I set a price that I'm targeting, and then I look for it, and then I wait for it. I don't try and time the ceiling. I don't try and time the bottom. I think that that is a fool's game. If you wait too long for a price to drop, it never will. If you wait too long to sell at a high price, it will never get that high. Choose the price you want to buy or sell at and execute when the time is right. If you have duplicates of a moment and you don't want to give them to other people or trade or rent them, go ahead and sell them at a price that you feel is good. Speaking of trading and renting, this is something you can absolutely do to help complete a challenge. Trading is very easy. You can just go into Discord and find other users who have the moments that you're looking for. So for example, if you're missing a Tobias Harris for the challenge and you have two John Collinses, then you can just go into Discord and say, I have a John Collins, I need a Tobias Harris. Obviously mark that they're both cool cats. And just post that in Discord. If you find a trading partner, obviously you're dealing with somebody on the internet, you probably don't know who that person is. I highly recommend getting an intermediary or whatever the word is for that. Somebody who can be the in-between, somebody that you both send your moment to, and then that person distributes it back to the other person and they don't do the trade, obviously until they've received both moments. People from the Dapper team, they are very happy to be that middleman. I am also happy to be that middleman. If you trust me through the podcast, you kind of know where to find me on Twitter. Anyways, if I run away with the moments, which I won't, obviously. So again, find that middleman if you're planning to do a trade. For rentals, rentals is something maybe some of you aren't familiar with, but rental is pretty much where somebody pays you to borrow your moment for the challenge. So I'll give you an example. A couple weeks ago, I picked up a Deck the Hoops pack. I was very lucky to get one, and I actually pulled a Zion. And then I found somebody on Discord who needed to rent the Zion. So they had the other Deck the Hoops moments. They didn't want to buy my Zion. They wanted to rent it. So I sent it to them for the week as a user I've known for a long time. I trust them. I sent it to them just for the time of the challenge. They paid me $125 in ETH for that rental, the price of the moment was, you know, over $1,000. So it actually made sense for them to just spend $125 just to have it, just so they could complete the challenge, which was with Steph Curry. So very valuable. They paid me just to have it. And then the day the challenge expired, they sent it right back to me. So again, if you don't plan on completing the challenge or you just want to rent one of your moments that's extra, that is an option to maybe maximize a little bit more money. Last, I'll just talk about really quick how mints work for the moment. So you probably know this by now, but if you hold on the moments for the Luka challenge, so you got all the cool cats plus the other five base set moments like Tatum and all that kind of stuff, you got to hold those until the timer expires. The timer is on the Top Shot website. When the timer expires, you will get the new moment that has been minted as the reward. In this case, it's a Luka Doncic. How do you know which mint number you're going to get? You don't know. It's randomized, and the total mints are based on how many people completed the challenge. So for this Luka challenge, I think there's probably about 2,000 users who are going to complete the challenge. That means 2,000 mints of Luka Doncic Cool Cats will be printed, and if you complete the challenge, you will get one of them. The number you get will be randomized. So you might get number 1, you might get number 77, you might get number 199, number 1877. I don't know. It's going to be randomized. That moment's going to show up in your account a couple hours after the challenge timer expires. Be patient for it. Sometimes it takes a little bit of extra time. Next, I want to talk about rookie badges. This is a quick little segment, but I realized on the last podcast that I talked about rookie badges, it might have been a little bit confusing. So I'm just going to go through them. Rookie badges are going to be retroactively added to certain moments from the 2019-2020 Series 1 and also Series 2. These have not been added yet. They will be added. It's something that Top Shot announced a couple weeks ago. It has not been implemented. What are the badges? There are four of them, four different badges. Badge number 1, it will go on a moment if that moment was printed in the player's rookie year. So an example, RJ Barrett, all of his moments in Series 1 will get this first badge of rookie year, but not stuff in Series 2, only Series 1. I don't think he has a Series 2 moment, but when he does, that won't get a rookie year because it's not his rookie year this year, just Series 1. Badge number 2, first game. Any moment that's from a player's first game in the NBA will get the first game rookie badge. I'll use Barrett again as an example. His first game was October 23rd, 2019 for the Knicks. The moment he has for that on Top Shot is a layup, and there are four sets with that moment. Hollow, base, metallic gold, and rookie debut. Rookie debut is a set called rookie debut. Just because the word rookie's in there, it's not an extra badge. It's just the set called rookie debut that there is for RJ Barrett. Some people think the rookie debut set is worth more. I do as well. But that moment that's in rookie debut, the RJ Barrett rookie debut moment, will also get the first game badge as well as the rookie year badge. So it's going to get two of them, okay? Badge number 3 will be the run it back set badges for players in the run it back series who are featured in their rookie year. So talk about guys like Oladipo and Giannis and anybody else in 2013, 2014 who is a rookie that year. I don't know what kind of badge is going to be. Apparently, it's going to be different than the rookie year badges from the other ones I just talked about. But there's going to be some kind of rookie designation for the Giannis moment from 2013, 2014 that's going to say that was his rookie year. That's all I know so far. That's all we know so far. The fourth badge, this has not been announced yet. I wouldn't even say that it's official. I'd say it still might happen or may not. It's going to be of a player's earliest moment in Top Shot and or their first moment printed in Top Shot. So if it's their earliest moment, it's going to be their first appearance, as in the earliest game date that appears in Top Shot. If it's their first moment printed, doesn't matter when the game date is, it's going to be for the one that first came out in Top Shot. Doesn't matter the player, doesn't matter the date. I know that that's a lot of info. All of this is a lot to learn. Again, take your time learning this stuff. This is how I understand it, and I just want to clear that up. If it's still not clear, feel free to send me a DM. I'm happy to keep chatting about it, or even ask some of the other top collectors or moderators. They'll be happy to explain it to you. Otherwise, for rookie badges, cool cats, I wish you the best of luck. All right, folks, it's the time to talk about my picks for the week. I know a lot of you have been hitting me up in Twitter and in Discord for advice. I mean, it's not real advice. Again, I always encourage everybody to make their own decisions, analyze their own way, but I'm always happy to give my thoughts on a certain player, a certain moment. So don't hesitate to hit me up. I'll do my best to give you my honest opinion. I also really encourage you to learn the market. be patient, and make decisions you believe in. I preach this every time. And if you make a mistake or you make a blunder, don't feel bad about it. I have made plenty. I'll give an example. A couple weeks ago, I wanted to kind of offload a few moments to make a bit of money and save up for some other big moments. I sold my Tyler Hero rookie debut moment. It's now going on the marketplace for, I think, like $3,000 or $4,000. I sold it for $350, which I thought was a great profit. I got it for $90. Everybody makes mistakes. I've made some. You will make some. Be very patient. And also, I'm not the only person out there giving some good strategy and advice. Make sure to check out Wade's on YouTube, the NBA Top Shot Hour. He gives a bit more in-depth breakdown into trading stuff. I'm also going to be making a few extra YouTube videos this weekend. Again, I'm going to give my thoughts on how to identify the value of a moment, so make sure you tune into that. My picks for the week, there's a lot happening in the NBA. I'd love to talk about the Wizards, but they haven't played for an entire week, so there's really not that much to say. When they get back, I don't know if they're going to be well rested or what, but that's just the team to keep an eye on. I would also, if I was you, I would keep an eye on all potential MVP candidates. I always look at the performance efficiency ratings on ESPN, the Hollinger Index. I always look at the top 10, top 20 to think about which players I should be keeping an eye on. I really believe in that metric. Last week, I talked about Vukovic and how his holo was still $750. Now it's popped off to like $3,000. I don't know if that's somebody listened to me or if that's just how holos have gone in the last week. I'd say it's probably the latter. But if you are listening to me, great. There's a few players I want to highlight, but the first few are, unfortunately, they don't have moments in Top Shot. So I'll just tell you which ones I wish did. Chris Boucher, amazing guy, getting onto everybody's radar this year. Dapper team, NBA team, if you're listening, please, we need Boucher. We need him in the next pack drop. Everybody wants him. He's had four straight games now with over 20 points. Three of them have been wins. The Raptors are slowly turning their season around. Boucher is averaging 15.5 points in just under 24 minutes with 2.5 blocks per game. We need a Chris Boucher moment. Please make him like a challenge reward, whatever it is. Get us Chris Boucher. Also, please get us Clint Capella. Finally has come back to life on the Hawks. He does not have a moment at all in Top Shot. He's really picking it up. Three straight games of 20 plus points. And just last night, he had 27 points and 26 rebounds in a double OT win for the Hawks. Please, Top Shot, get us a Clint Capella moment sooner than later. Also, it's been publicly announced by the Top Shot team that there is going to be a Bogdanovic promotion coming up very soon. He's out right now. He's injured. He also plays for the Hawks, formerly of the Kings. Don't confuse him with the other guy with the same name. I don't have any more details, but I've heard it's going to be a very Tyler Hero-esque promotion. Not sure if that's accurate, but something where maybe the skins on the website are redone or Bogdanovic kind of takes you through the intro to the website. Obviously going to be heavily promoted in Europe, so keep an eye on him on the marketplace. I know his holo has been coming off the shelf since that was announced. His metallic, I bought one of his metallic. I actually bought the jersey for his metallic after I heard that announcement. I think there's still some good ones to be had around like $250, $300. So if you think that promo is going to make him pop off, highly recommend it. So in terms of actual picks, I've got two players that I personally have been stacking their moments. Stacking is where you just buy a bunch of the same one. And a third player who's about to come back from COVID protocol that I would very much keep an eye on. Number one, Kevin Durant. He only has two moments in Top Shot, the run it back and the series two. And I think everybody's kind of forgotten because he hasn't played that much basketball since the finals 2 years ago. I think everybody's kind of forgotten how easily Kevin Durant can demolish pretty much any team in the NBA. And that's probably because he was on Golden State for a couple years and was playing with a few other superstars. But now he's on Brooklyn. He's got Harden with him. Their first couple of games together, they looked amazing. The third game with Kyrie was kind of so-so. They all had a lot of points, but they lost to Colin Sexton. KD, though, one of the best players of all time, without a doubt. Somebody that if you can, or at least if I can, I would highly invest in. I've been stacking his base two series moments. Who knows when we're going to see another moment of his. Those base two series moments are capped at like 7,500. Again, it's only a second moment. Highly recommend it. His season two base is going for about $74 right now, and his run it back is going for almost $6,000. Second player, and I've talked about this guy wherever I can, I think he's one of the most undervalued players in Top Shot, underrated in the NBA, is John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks haven't been to the playoffs in a while. Trae Young has not been in the playoffs. these guys look a little scary. They lost a few in a row, but now they're bouncing back. It's a very deep team when they are all healthy that's been loaded up with a bunch of extra guns to, you know, try and make a real go at it. John Collins is a force. He's got another big man on the team, Clint Capella, to kind of add a little bit more depth, give him a bit of rest. If you saw John Collins' dunk on Jarrett Allen a couple of weeks ago, that should be enough to make you believe. I think when this guy gets to the playoffs, he's going to be an instant household name. Could be kind of like the Tyler Hero of this year. John Collins, his Series 2 base goes for $2. His Series 1 base goes for $38. His Metallic, $985. And his Hollow, $2,400. I think an excellent buy if you're looking for a somewhat long-term hold to then maybe sell when a player gets hot, maybe in the playoffs. John Collins, absolutely my number one pick there. And I'm not just saying that because I own a bunch of his stuff. I'm just being honest as to why I have bought a lot of his moments. The third player, coming back from COVID, maybe tonight, the star of the bubble, the coffee man himself, Jimmy Buckets Butler. I think everybody's forgotten how likable he was during the bubble, being the coffee guy who made coffee for all his teammates. And also how him and Hero just carried that Heat team on their backs. Dragic, also the other guys were good, but really Butler was the heart of that team. Somehow put up a really good fight against the behemoth and the Lakers. This guy, just in October, was like a household name. Everybody was loving him. And the other day, his legendary finals moment was still going for $980, which now it's gone up appropriately to $6,000. But I didn't even understand how it was going for that little. Very soon, Butler is going to be back to his old tricks. Last year, he averaged almost 20 points per game, 6 assists, 6.5 rebounds, 1.8 steals in 33 minutes. This year, his averages are down, but it's been kind of a weird year. They might be tired from the finals because it was so recently. But again, when he needs to be, Butler can be one of the best players on the floor any given night. The prices for his moments seem way too low to me. Season 2 base, Series 2 base, $4. Series 1 base, $43 and $85. Eastern Conference, $179. Conference semifinals, $449. Metallic, $474. Run it back, $749. Finals, rare, $888. I think it was like down to $700 today. I don't understand how that's possible. It was only 750 of those. Only so many times Jimmy Butler's going to appear in the finals, if not ever. That's going to be his only one. His Hollow is just a little bit below $4,000. His finals legendary, $6,500 appropriately, and his cosmic, $9,000. Some of those rare moments to me are absolute steals on the marketplace right now. All right, now I want to talk a little bit about some great sets and steals that I have seen on the marketplace just by looking through it yesterday and this morning. I know, and I want to kick this off just by talking about the growth of Top Shot and some of the sets that have come out recently. So if you think about how many users are in Top Shot now versus how many there were when some of these Series 1 moments were printed, think about how many, it'll make you realize how many more rare moments Top Shot is going to have to print for everybody to be able to participate in the next rare drop. What I'm saying is rare moments, Series 1, have prints of like 200 for first round, 275 for conference semifinals, 299 for Metallic. You're never going to see that again. Even season tip-off at the start of this year, the mint is 350. There's no way that's going to happen again for rare moments. Even Metallics this year, they're printed at 499. And I think that that's low. I don't think we're ever going to see rare moments printed under 500 again. Think about the new common moments. Even 5,000 Cool Cats kind of already seems low. 4,000 rookies for the base moment C2, Series 2 also feels low. So what I'm saying is those rares from Series 1, those are going to be extra rare in just a couple years. I also don't think we're ever going to see legendaries at less than 85 again. Because even Deck the Hoops had to be 85, and those are going hot. Those were hard to get on the day they came out, almost impossible. So again, what I'm saying is, if you think 7 to 50 is a lot of mints for a rare, I think that that's a bad assumption. I think over time, rares might be 1,000. It might be 1,500 because of how many new people are going to be in Top Shot over time. A lot of you knew, you know what that feeling has been like already. It's already hard to just get Cool Cats, and those are common moments. I was looking at the finals rare set, you know, $750 each this morning. Some of them are still under $100. Anthony Davis, the finals rare, $750 of them. For all you know, Anthony Davis will never be back in the finals. I hope he is, but he might not be. There's only 750 of those, and they're going for $500. Considering how much everything else is appreciated in the last week, I think that that is insane. I think that that's so low. Same with the first round set. Those are one of 200. That's barely anything now in Top Shot. And yet there's still guys like Harden AD Lillard that are going for like under $800 in the first round. I don't understand how that's possible. So again, if you're looking for some rare moment pickups and you got a bit of cash to spend or some cash you made from some sales, I would highly encourage you to still look at those series one moments and take a longer term view when you're making your purchase. Jimmy Butler in the Eastern Conference Finals, who knows how many times it's going to happen. You can get that moment for like $150. So just a little bit of advice from me. The next thing that I think is going to happen very soon in Top Shot is I think a lot of the series two moments are going to change from circulating count to limited edition. As soon as Cool Cats gets out, I think that the base series two pack is some of those are either going to be retired or they're going to be flipped over to totally new moments. Because in that base series two pack, we only have like, I don't know what, like 50, 60, 70 players. There's not that many players. There's a lot more players who don't have series two moments that are going to come very soon. And even though 12,000 circulating count might seem like a lot, I know people on Twitter were kind of complaining about that. Honestly, there was a time maybe 2 months ago where I thought 3,000 was a lot. I thought 3,500 mints was a lot. There was a time 2 weeks ago where we thought 4,000 was a lot or 5,000. And now 10,000 actually doesn't look like that much. 7,500 LeBrons for Series 2, also not that much. They're going for 150 now. They're going to keep going up. What I'm saying is, if you're worried about 12,000 circulating count looking like a lot, I don't think it will be for long. And I actually think some of those 12,000 circulating count moments are going to be retired soon. I'm talking about De'Aaron Fox, John Wall, Boogie Cousins, all those guys. I think those are going to be retired soon. I don't think it's a bad idea to start looking at the ones that are like $1, $2, $3 and think about what are those going to look like in 6 months when base sets might be printed at 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. Again, it's going to be based on how many new users are coming in. So keep that long-term vision in mind when you are feeling that short-term FOMO and thinking that some of your moments that are one of 12,000 are losing value in a couple months. I don't think they're going to be worth that little. I think they're going to be worth a lot more than you think right now. I had a lot of base series one moments that I listed for a dollar because I was like, man, who wants Rudy Gay or Josh Hart? I don't, right? I put them up for a dollar. Those now go for like 20 or 30 bucks. I thought, man, who's going to want one of 3,500 Josh Hart? I was wrong. A lot of people do. And I wish I'd kept him because that's now a valuable moment. So again, if you're listing your moments for a dollar, and you might regret that in a couple months. A dollar's not that much. It's not going to fund that many more purchases. So keep that in mind. So a couple of my picks out of those players who are currently at 12,000 CC. First, I'm going to talk about the ones who have a bit of scarcity. John Wall, Boogie Cousins. We don't know what the Rockets are going to look like this year now that James Harden is gone. But I can tell you that John Wall, he only has one moment in Top Shot. He is one of the best players, one of everybody's favorite players for a long time in the NBA until he was out for the last 2 years. We don't know what kind of fire he's got left. He might have a lot left. If they make the playoffs, he might surprise you. His moments still go for a couple bucks. Series 2, 12,000 circulating count. It's his only moment in Top Shot. This guy could still be a star. Same with Boogie Cousins. Had really bad injury luck the last couple years, but same thing. We don't know how good these Rockets are going to be. Boogie with only one other moment, run it back series, which has not been that popular. But again, all Houston needs to do is win a couple games in a row, get back on the radar, and I think those moments could really pop again because there are not many others for those players. But for the players that do have other moments, here are the ones that I like this week. First one, Michael Porter Jr. He might play tonight. He's a very important part of the future for the Nuggets. They need him to perform so that they can get over the hump of the playoffs, get over the LeBron hump. I don't know if that's going to be possible even if he's playing well. But again, Michael Porter Jr., a very important part of the Nuggets' future. He was high in PER before he had to leave for COVID, before he got COVID. He's still 10th, even though he's only played 4th games. Keep that in mind. He's fine now. He's back from COVID. Negative tests all around. His Series 2 base moment going for $4. His last game before he was out for COVID, before he had COVID, he had 30 points, 10 rebounds. Second player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Canadian guy, one of my favorite players. He had a couple big games. It's been a bit of a mixed bag, I'll be honest, this season. Nobody's expecting much from OKC, though. He's a young player that a lot of people are excited about. He had a huge game in their win against Chicago, and they've also beaten Brooklyn, although I think Brooklyn was shorthanded at the time because of COVID protocol. He's currently 40th in PER, 21 points per game, 6.2 assists, 5.3 rebounds in 33 minutes. His Series 2 base also going for $3. I know there's 12,000 of them, but again, like I said, 12,000 might not seem like a lot very soon. especially if he wins like most improved player or something like that, or even just gets to the playoffs, or even just has a great like 40 or 50 point game, which could happen. Again, Shai Gilgeous, do not sleep on him. Third player, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown does not get the noise that Jason Tatum does. I'm a Raptors fan. I don't like Tatum, but I like Brown. Brown and Marcus Smart killed us in the playoffs last year. Killed the Raptors. I like him a lot as a player. I think he has a huge impact on the game. That's my personal opinion. He's currently 21st in PER, 25.8 points per game, 33 minutes played, and his three-pointer percentage is now up to 40 for the year. His Series 2 base moments also only 12,000 circulating count, go for $5. All of these low-value, high-reward potential pickups, highly recommend you think about maybe stacking a few for future sell-offs or for future keeping. And last for my picks, I want to talk about my approach and my views to this year's rookies. Obviously, guys like Amelo going for like $300 or whatever it is, everybody hyped up. There's only 4,000 of them. They're going to get two badges. They're going to get first game and first year. I'm talking about LaMelo, Halliburton, Wiseman, all those other guys like Obi Toppin, Okoro, Vassell, Cole Anthony, all those guys. They're all going to get both badges eventually when those are rolled out. In my experience with Dom Shot, the stuff that's most expensive out of a set is the stuff that gets more expensive at a faster rate, not the other way around. So someone like LaMelo, he might seem overpriced right now, but I would say he's most at risk at getting to a price point that is completely unreachable. All that guy needs is another triple-double or another big game, and that price is going to skyrocket from like 250, 280 to maybe 500. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just saying, in my experience, the most expensive plays, most expensive moments are the ones that tend to get out of reach the fastest, not the ones that seem a little underrated. Out of the rookies, Halliburton, Ball, Wiseman, high chance that one of those three is going to be rookie of the year. They all look really good so far. We're only like 13 games in, but again, that kind of stuff is usually pretty apparent early on. Unless one of them gets injured, I would say that's going to be one of those three who wins the honor, but I don't think that they are all priced appropriately. I'm going to go against what I just said. So one way that I look at moments, and I'm going to talk about this in a YouTube video, so you should tune into this if you're new to Top Shot when I put it up sometime. One way that I look at moments is I look at what the actual demand and supply listing is. I look at how many listings there are compared to what the total supply and mint number is for that moment. So LaMelo, there's 4,000 of them. They're not all in circulation yet. They almost are. It's 4,000 of them. There's 307 listed. Even if all 4,000 of them were in circulation, that would be 7.68% of the total supply available. That is really high. That to me tells me that a lot of people might be trying to flip LaMelo. And again, he might be one big game away from just skyrocketing beyond that price point. That to me is a big sign of people just trying to flip. Why are 307 people trying to get rid of LaMelo? Why is that happening? Has somebody hoarded them and they're just trying to make profit? I don't know. But that to me is kind of like the shakiest one. Wiseman, 5.3% availability. That's also high. Again, he's really good. Somebody bought his number one the other day for like $10,000, which is great. But again, that's really high. 5.3% availability supply, and not all of them are even out yet. Seems a little high to me. Halliburton, a little lower, 5.25%. But again, great player. I think he should win Rookie of the Year, at least so far. But again, not sure. That's a lot that are available by sellers. But when you look at the other rookies, their supply percentage is actually lower. Cole Anthony, his supply percentage is 3.73%. Obi Toppin is 5. Denny Abdija, 4.15. Okoro, 4.3. Vassell, 3.9. Hayes, he's also low. So some of those other rookies, even though their prices are lower, their availability on the market is more scarce, meaning there's either fewer people trying to flip them or almost none, meaning that if one of those guys has a big game, a lot of those moments are going to get bought up at those price points of like 30, 50, 60 bucks. So keep that in mind when you are looking at some of these rookies. Think about that percentage. Keep in mind that last year, until the playoffs started, nobody knew who Tyler Hero was. I mean, people watched the Heat, definitely did. And if you follow rookies in basketball, you did. But again, he was not a household name. How many times did you talk about Kendrick during the playoffs? A few times. How many times did you talk to your friends about Tyler Hero? All the time through the playoffs, especially against the Celtics. So again, you never know which of these rookies who might be on a playoff team is going to become a playoff hero. Keep that in mind when you are evaluating the rookies that you want to invest in for this year. My last piece of advice, I always recommend that you scour the market yourself, scout it yourself, think about what deals you want. And of course, I always say this, go with your heart. Get moments you love, get plays you love, get players you love, and you will never go wrong with that. All right, and that's it for me today. Thank you again to everybody on Twitter and on Discord who has sent me feedback and thoughts. It means a lot to me when you send me that. It helps and makes it easier for me to keep making this stuff. Again, I'm going to try and come at you with this podcast every Tuesday, Wednesday. I know this week it was a Monday and a Friday, but try and make it more regular. Next week, we're going to have a very special edition of the podcast. I'll send more details on Twitter and in Discord when I can. And again, you hit me up anytime you want, LG Doucette on Twitter or Discord, and The First Mint on Twitter as well. I want to hear your hot takes. I want to hear what you think is going to happen in the coming weeks on Top Shot and in the NBA. I'll see you next time on The First Mint.